Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 318 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Georgia Fulton County, State of Georgia, versus in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Leo M. Frank, Georgia. Written questions to be propounded to J.J. Nunnally, ESQ, W.L. Ricker, ESQ, Virgil Harris, ESQ, and residents Monroe, Walton County, Georgia. 1. Q. Have you examined the attached clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 23, 1913, and particularly the likeness in said clipping of A.H. Hensley? A. Yes, I have. 2. Q. Do you know A.H. Hensley? A. I do. 3. Q. Do you recall whether or not A.H. Hensley was in Monroe, Georgia, between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the papers, and the time of the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, to wit, July 28, 1913? A. He was. 4. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley make any statements in connection with the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? And if so, what were those statements? I did. He talked for some time in the store of Nunnally and Harris, and stated that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. He denounced Frank bitterly and vehemently and made this statement about Frank in my hearing. He said, "They are going to break that Jew's neck." This was stated most bitterly and positively. 5. Q. Did you hear H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, make any statements as to what he believed as about the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, what were those statements? A. Yes, he said he was guilty. And 6. Q. Did H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, in your presence and hearing, say he thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, did he state it 23/